Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Demetra Gray Show. I am all bundled up on the couch. I'm like covered in blankets. I have my tea. I have had such a creation-filled day. I was outside in the garden a lot of the day. I went and I got soil. I made a bed yesterday. I've drilled all by myself for the first time in my life, and I made a mini little bed just out of like scrap wood that was lying around. It is not very big, but I just needed something that would hold a little bit of soil in place so that I could plant these flower seeds that I found yesterday. So, and this is all going to tie in. It really ties into what I want to talk about today, which is this like bigger theme of finding my own intuition, our own intuition, and trust of self, and being really connected to our in-person physical lives. And I guess you could say balancing that with the online world and just this whole journey of trying to heal online. And that's what I've been doing for so many years now in a lot of different ways. And I think there's pitfalls to that. And I'm sort of not fully stepping back, but really reorienting and just like rethinking about a lot of things. So I've been spending a lot more time outside. And this was something that actually, like, if you listen to Jordan and I, we did a couple episodes, I think, of like, we were really thinking in the fall, just focusing on and trying to figure out what do we actually want, just like reprioritizing things. And then when the new year happened, it was like, okay, what goals are we going to set? What do we want? And though we set a bunch of goals, I feel like the last few months has largely been this trial and error for me of, okay, like, this is what I think I want, but then watching myself get pulled into different directions. And well, my word for this year was focused, right? And it's like, I think it's bringing me back to choosing the proper focus and not getting pulled off track, but in a different way than I thought that it meant months ago, which is really interesting. So I feel like, and a lot of this, like, we've been traveling a bunch, and I feel that this constant back and forth of travel and getting to feel myself in different places with different people has shown me a lot about what I actually care about and what I actually want. And I think Jordan and I are both, I feel like, especially this last trip, which ended up being way more stressful than we thought it would be. We were 5 weeks away. And getting home and just being like, okay, like, we really love our life here, actually. We love our home. And instead of letting ourselves get pulled away from that, because there's a lot of other things that can sound exciting, right? Like, we might have, I think we probably talked at the very beginning of the year, we were like, well, like, this year is going to be full of a lot of travel, and maybe we'll go to Europe, and we're going to like bounce all over the place. And I think this last trip, I mean, even Mexico in January, it was a lot for me. And then just like even physically where I'm at, it's hard for me to keep uprooting myself and upending my routine and my home and just like put myself, like, that used to be my favorite thing to do 10 years ago. And at this age, this stage of my life, this level of health, it just feels like I really want to stay put. I just want to be in one place. And I think too, there were like many things that sounded exciting, but then in trying them on, actually were not that exciting. So for me, at the beginning of the year, I was like, I'm going to focus on TikTok and my poetry. which I'm still, like, poetry is still a big love of my life, and I am writing, I have been writing more poems that will be turned into another book, but I don't know why I thought I would enjoy TikTok. I actually hate being on TikTok, which I knew beforehand, but I was like, I don't even like making these stupid, like, I felt like I had to make a bunch of videos. I mean, I shouldn't call them stupid. They're not stupid, but it just felt like pointless content. And I, what, so the main thing that I noticed actually is that a few months ago, I was in a really good place. Like in December, early January, I felt like my nervous system had really settled. We were back here, we were in a routine, I had really calmed down. And when I say calmed down, I just mean like not running on stress. I think for a lot of my life, I've run on stress hormones and just been in this sort of functional freeze state where I'm running on this adrenaline and cortisol, and who knows how much of my 20s were that way or not. I feel like there's probably been periods of time where it has been and periods where it hasn't, but I feel like, especially after my experience in the cult, which was really traumatic for me, just like the leaving and what it did to my nervous system, I feel like in some ways, I mean, certainly during the whole time I was in there, but especially after leaving, I've just been in this state of like stress, like, and I could feel my nervous system. It just, it felt like, and when I'm in that, it feels like my nervous system is just turned up to like 100, and it's just like, easily startled, easily activated, just like, jumpy and on edge. For no real reason in my day-to-day life. And then, of course, there have been other things like the last month and a half, there's just been some really big healing with like my core childhood stuff happening, which feels really timely and necessary. But in December, I felt like, oh, I'm like calm, like I'm not running on stress, and I could feel the difference in my body. And we set all our goals, and then I think what was really interesting is like we went away to Mexico, which immediately just the travel, the time change, the total schedule change, food change, like getting all routines thrown off, put me immediately back in stress. And even just things like I'd been sleeping through the night almost every night. And then when we went to Mexico, I just started waking up in the middle of the night again. And I was like, oh, wow, it like really thrust me back into this stress. And then when we came back, then we went away again. And I started all of my, well, not all of them, but a lot of my like New Year goals around that time, like right when we got back from Mexico. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna like make all this stuff and like really focus on growing my poetry and growing this brand. And then after a few weeks of doing that consistently, I was like, I hate doing this. Like, this isn't actually what I want to do. And it's so interesting. Like, I think I've talked a lot before about, like, I'm an Enneagram 7. I'm a, in human design, I'm a 1-3 projector. If that doesn't mean anything to you, it doesn't matter. I just think different people have different ways of learning and doing things. And I seem to only really learn by doing and then feeling, like, seeing how it feels. And I notice that about myself. Like, I get very stagnant if I like don't do anything because I'm not sure what the right move is, then I just get stuck. But if I just follow what feels exciting again and again and again, like that leads me to a lot more clarity, even though even though like it feels sometimes like I'm constantly changing my mind. I'm like, oh, well, this didn't work, or like this way of doing it. Oh, no, I don't want to do that. Like, oh, I really want to do this. Oh, no, actually, I don't want to do that at all. But it's taken me a long time to accept that about myself. But I think I have accepted it a lot more now. And I think the last few months has really shown me this. In this, like, my overarching goals and what's important to me haven't changed, but where I put my energy needs to change, or like I realized that it did need to change. I need to switch position. So sorry if it makes noise for a moment. Okay. So yeah, so this last trip being away, like I feel like there was something that happened in the last 3 or 4 months where it was this just back and forth of almost like pendulum swinging of like, do I want this or do I want this or how about this or let's try this on. And what became really clear to me in the last month or so is that, so one of my biggest focuses right now is healing my body and just, and not even necessarily like doing the healing, but creating the condition, I'll put it this way, creating the conditions for my body to be able to heal. And the more that I learn about biology, and the more I learn about nutrition, and the more I learn about nervous system and trauma, I'm like, oh, I think a major key of all of this for me is it is making sure that I'm not running on stress. And that can come from so many different things. Like if we're not eating enough, we could be running on stress. If we're not getting enough of certain nutrients, we could be running on stress. But then also like if we don't have a consistent sleep and wake schedule, we can be running on stress. And if we're not spending time in sunlight and moving, we can be running on stress. So all these things contribute to health. And I think something that happens, I think it's really, really easy to focus on food because it's the most easily controlled in some ways. It's like the most tangible, right? Like many times a day you have to eat food and choose what to eat and cook it and put it in your mouth. Whereas things like sunlight, I mean, movement, I guess, is sort of tangible, but it's not like, it's more a thing you're doing rather than consuming. And so I think these things that like include doing or feeling are, because they can feel less tangible, it can sometimes become easier to focus on the food, for me at least, and I think for many. And I've just noticed this, like as I'm like mass unfollowing. I feel like I'm in a place of information overload where there's just too much information, and it's like I still want to be learning the stuff that I'm learning, but I'm noticing that when I try to learn too much at once, like I got to this point with nutrition a few weeks ago where I was like, I feel like there's so many other pillars of health, like I talked about, like the trauma stuff, the sunlight, exercise, movement, like what does my day-to-day look like apart from food? But I put so much weight on food, and I still think the food is really important, but just sort of being like, and just this also kind of came from learning more about nutrition and biology, and just being like, there's a lot of other things that contribute biologically to our health than just the food. And noticing how it's so easy for me to be like, yeah, but like those other things don't really matter and it's the food that matters. But it's like, actually, I feel that for me at this point, especially now that I figured out the carb thing, I talked about that in a different episode and I'm eating more carbs. I've just noticed how there's so many more things I could do nutritionally. And I'm not saying I'll never do them. I don't know. But I noticed that, first of all, what I really came to is that I have learned a lot of things about nutrition, and I've learned a lot of things about my body and food, and I need to implement those things and focus on just doing those. People say, like, they call them the basics, like, do the basics. And I think it's so easy to pass over them and be like, yeah, sure, I'm doing those things, but, like, you know, let's do the more specialty lab work, and let's do let's take a bunch of different supplements, and let's, like, give me the one thing that's gonna change everything for me. And it's like, actually, maybe I just need to focus on what I already know to do. And I think I've also realized, and I don't want to make it sound like I think, because I like to follow a lot of different health accounts and different nutrition things, and I find it really fascinating to learn about. But I started to feel like I've been more and more intrigued by, like, more obscure information, like all of the different kinds of B vitamins and how they interact with different parts of the body. And it's like, do these things, are they the make or break? Like, or do I need to just take some steps back? Because I find myself, I can get really sucked into different rabbit holes. I found this other guy who was like, he's another health researcher, and he's talking about just more and more obscure things where it's really cool. And so I'm not saying this to say, like, that stuff is dumb or wrong or unnecessary, because I think it's really interesting. But for me personally, and I think for a lot of people, there's this feeling of, I think when paying attention to my body and how I feel in reading all these things, I can feel myself go into stress mode, because it's like, oh, there's even more that I don't know, and there's more that I have to know. And being like, maybe there are things that I already know and I know that I need to do, but I don't do them. And then, so there's like that piece. And then there's the piece of the online healing space, like online health accounts. Oh my God, there's so many health accounts that are also mixed up with, like, trad wife account, like traditional wife accounts and super religious accounts. And I'm not, again, like, I'm not super against any of these things, but I think I just noticed where there are certain different people that I would follow and get pulled into, and then be like, and I think now, having been in a cult and been and just noticed how a cult functions, I can hear culty things in the way that people speak. So there are people, different people I would follow online, and then it's like, what's actually, and I need to take a moment to be like, what's actually behind the scenes of this person's life? Like, I don't actually know. And it's not to say that you can't learn anything from anyone when you don't know the whole backstory of their life, but it's like, taking a moment to be like, people can create anything they want to create online and portray themselves and their life in such a way, and they're like, this is how I live, but you don't see the behind the scenes of what's actually going on. And personally, I've just been starting to feel a little bit tired of the internet and of all these different portrayals of life that are like, you have the traditional wife world where they're like, I'm submissive to my husband and I love it, and, you know, good for you, but I've been there, and, you know, oh, I'm so sick of it. And then there's people who preach about like natural living and natural beauty, but when you look at their face, you're like, you clearly get filler and Botox. And I don't know. On some level, I'm like, okay, it's fine. Like, you can still learn from people. But there's this inherent lie to me in a lot of it. And I feel like personally, I'm just wanting to really reassess who I'm following, what I'm doing, like what I... Yeah, I don't want to, I'm like, I don't want to name any names or go into any specific people because it just really feels like it just is pointless. But, and it's really not about the specific people. It's just this kind of theme of, yeah, like different accounts I really like health stuff I really like, but then I listen and I'm like, this person is like crazy, like they're talking about the feminine and the being feminine and are feminine. And I'm just like, I'm so sick of all of this language and all of this like weird culty through lines of things. And I think there's a place for learning and then there's a place for our own intuition. And I think that for me, that got really rocked for me when I was in the cult and when I, and when I followed all these eating disorder people. And I feel like when I look back on that time, I'm like, I was taught to question my own inner knowing so much that I just started handing it out. Like, I just started being like, I can't trust my body at all. I can't trust myself at all. And so I have to listen to these other people, this other energy, this other like the other people around me who it seemed were more connected. And I sort of lost that connection to my inner guidance, I think, that had led me through so much of my life. And I think the last year and a half has been really finding my way back to that. And I think that I have in other ways, but I think now health-wise, I'm kind of coming to the same place of like, it's springtime here and focusing back in on, like Jordan and I were away and we were so stressed away. We were just like, we want to go home. And one day I was laying on the floor. I was like laying on a, like a massage ball in different spots of my back. And I was saying to Jordan, like, what do you need? Like, what, and we do this a lot with each other. It's like, what do you, like, what are your needs when we get home? And he went through his list of things he wanted and needed and wanted to focus on. And then I said my list to him and it was cool because I said it out loud and he actually wrote it down while I was talking. And when I listed out all these things, I found it just really fascinating because it's this example of how often when we really sit with ourselves, we actually know what we need. And there's this way that I think we can like outsource and keep asking like other people, what do you think? What should I do? What, like, what is the answer? Help me. And again, there's a place and time for that. And there's also a time and place for just going inward and just being like, what is it? What is it that I know that I need? And I was surprised kind of when not surprised, but it was just interesting to be faced with when I made this list, when I said to Jordan, like, here are all the things that I need when we go back home. Like, okay, reset. We're going back home. We're getting back to routine. What do we want to focus on? And for me, there were such themes of slowness, consistency, like waking up at sunrise, going to bed at sunset, having regular meals, regular movement outside, and like reading books, being off of my phone, less time on my phone, like less time on social media, just no screens. And I want to grow things. Like I want to do garden. I want to bake bread. I want to make things. And I want most of my time just like not on my phone. And there was this week last summer where for the whole week I lived outside in the tent, in a tent. I did not come inside the house one time. And I turned off my phone for a whole week, and it was the best week ever. And as we've gotten home, I found myself implementing this, and it's taken a very different form than I've ever done before, where like in the past I've done like, oh, a whole week off my phone, or like days off of social media, or breaks from, so it's been sort of like on or off. And since we've been home, what I have, and we haven't been home for that long, like 5 days, but I've found that I think what is going to work well for me is actually not so much this on off as much as just like sort of like default off. And so what I found myself starting to do is just like keep my phone on airplane mode most of the day. And it's not that huge of a jump for me, considering like my phone is always on silent anyway. I don't get notifications for anything. But I was feeling into, and Jordan helped with this because he was asking me questions when I was going through my list, like with my phone. And he was like, well, could you still like, you know, be on your phone, just not social media? And I was like, no, it's not. I mean, social media is certainly a distraction, but it's not necessarily social media for me as much as it is like I just don't want anyone to be able to contact me. Like I don't want to be sitting at home and have my phone suddenly like I get a text or I get a call. Like I don't want it. And I was like, I feel like that's what I need. Like I want to create a lot more quiet around me, where nobody can just reach me and intrude whenever they want. And it's same with social media, but obviously, like, I do that to myself. Like, I go on it myself and then allow a lot of distractions in. But it's like, I just don't want these things on. And what I have been discovering, and now it's only the beginning, but I think it's really interesting, is, like, first of all, I've been way more, I don't even want to use the word productive necessarily, but I've been doing more things, and I've actually been creating more online, which is hilarious, like spending less time online. So I'm probably going to make 2 more reels today because I recorded stuff from the day today, which took me like no time at all. But just recording these little bits, I'm like, oh, I want to turn this into this thing and post it online. And I've been doing that with my sourdough videos, but it's like, most of the day my phone's on airplane mode, and then I like can record myself, and then I've basically just been going online. Like, for first of all, my rule is like definitely after 11 a.m. but like now it's almost 4 p.m. and I haven't even gone on yet today, because when I go on, I want to make these 2 reels, and then like that's it. And so I'm not like scrolling or look at other people's stuff. I'm just like going on, interacting with people, maybe watching a couple people's stories that I really like, answering comments and like making a new thing and then getting off again. And that feels really good. And so it's just this like, yeah, I've noticed that with this mental space then that comes with like not people not being able to text me or contact me or go on and scroll and look through things, it's I then have more energy to focus on what do I want to be doing. And I also think like something I realized this week is online, I think you can like hear all the things that are good for you, right? It's like sunlight is good for you and movement's good for you. But then it can so easily that turns into like, okay, I have to go get my sunlight. So I have to go outside and just like stand there or sit there to like get my sunlight. Or, okay, now I'm going, I have to do my movement. So I have to go for a walk or I have to go do a workout. And it like turns into these sort of rigid things. And what I've been feeling more into this week, and it's sort of naturally happened on its own, but it's like, what if my day, my default day, just includes these things rather than it being like this checklist that I have to check off? And so like yesterday and today, I spent a lot of the day outside making stuff. Like today I went and I got a whole load of soil in my truck, and then I we have to, our garden is like far away from how far cars can go. So like where my truck is, I have to get a wheelbarrow and like fill up the wheelbarrow and then roll the wheelbarrow all the way down to the garden and then unload it there and then go back up and get more soil. So I did a bunch of loads of that, and I brought soil down into the, so I made this garden bed yesterday. And then today I went and got soil and I filled it with soil, and then I got my seeds and I planted the seeds and then I watered the seeds, and all of that took me like, I don't know, 2 hours probably. And so I just naturally, and I was sweating and working and I was having a good time. I was calm. And I think there is something like, I'm just like, okay, what if my default day is this? It's like physically, like it checks all those boxes, right? But it's not actually like doing the action of checking the boxes just to get like the boxes checked so that then I can go back and like be on my phone or scroll or look at the internet or whatever. It's like the day is actually full of full of these things. Like it's full of natural light and movement and constantly moving around a bunch. And it was funny, like this morning I was planning on recording the podcast this morning because I really don't like putting things off till the last minute. And so even doing this the day before for me is like just really not how I normally do it. But so I wanted to do it this morning so that I didn't put it off even later. But then this morning I actually felt like, and this has been something I have been learning in this nervous system course I'm in, is she calls it, the woman calls it following your impulse. And it's like following your biological impulse. And this morning I was actually like, after breakfast, I was sitting around for a while. Oh, I was doing some reading and some learning. And then I was like, I kind of feel like taking a nap. And then I notice how my brain sort of chimes in and I'm like, no, I shouldn't. It's too early to take a nap. I should go like do things outside, or I should blah, 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 blah. And I was like, no, let me see what just happens if I just take a nap, because that's what I actually feel like doing. And it's like this coming back to our bodies and coming out of this freeze state begins by this being able to follow the biological impulse. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to, and I did, I took a nap and it was great. It was just a short nap. And then I got up and I was like, okay. And then I called this place to see if they had soil, because they didn't a few days ago, but they said they would get it in. And I called and the guy was like, oh, it's almost all gone. And I was like, already? Because it just came in today. And he said he would hold a yard of it for me. That's how you measure soil in yards, if you did not know. And a yard pretty much fills the bed of my truck. So I was like, I'll come now. So I went and got the soil, and then I brought it back. And I don't know because and then I was going to do the podcast then, but then I was like, no, I feel like doing stuff outside, and it ended up working out so nicely. By the time it was time to come in and record this, I was ready to chill. Like I was ready to like sit down and relax, because I had spent most of the day like outside sweating and doing stuff. Or like in my car driving to go get the soil and whatever, interacting and or making food and eat, like all that. So I think that's part of this actually focusing in on like, something I had said in January was that one of my goals for the year was this, like, focusing on my health. But then I started sort of doing, like, okay, my reading goal was another thing that was, like, I was going to read 100 books for the year. And you might have heard me talk about that. And I reviewed my first 10 books, which was really fun. But then what happened was we went away. And I didn't have time to read. And it was so stressful being away. And then I started reading the Elon Musk book, which I really wanted to read, but it's like 700 pages. And then I was like, this only counts as one of my 100 books. And then I was like, why am I doing this to myself? And then I had to start to question, like, what are the things that I do that sort of put me into stress mode when it's, like, not even necessary? And so then I decided to let it go. And I was like, I think I'll still track how many books I read because it's fun, but it's like, And I am glad that I did it. Again, it's like, I'm not looking at any of these things as, oh, I shouldn't have done that, it was a mistake. I think it was like, I learned a lot, and it's like, I liked reading the books that I read. I think that it will make me read more overall this year. But I'm like, this isn't, like, it's not worth it for this to be adding more stress. And what is the focus actually right now? Like, the focus really needs to be on me and de-stressing so that I can heal. And, yeah, I think, like, the way that I've always thought about any illness or any, like, stuff going on with our health is that if someone has a really big sort of diagnosis, it's probably... And this is just my opinion, you can disagree, but personally, I have always felt that if someone gets a really big diagnosis, like, the way that their life is going is not working for them. Like, something is off, because I don't believe that we just get these illnesses out of nowhere and that they're inevitable. Like, and, you know, maybe not 100% of the time, but most of the time, it's like, you don't get a huge illness when everything in your life is, like, your lifestyle is great and, like, really working for you and really true to where you are, and you've, like, you're working through your trauma and you're, like, working through, like, when everything is in alignment, I don't think that these things happen. And so for me to get an autoimmune diagnosis, it's like, something I'm doing isn't working. And it's not to shame, it's like, I don't think it's to shame a person or to shame myself. It's just like a fact. It's like something isn't working. And so reassessing, like, how am I feeling day to day? What am I doing day to day that contributes to this? Like, that my body needs to sort of go through this process, or that it's not producing enough energy to be able to clean up the stuff that goes wrong, which is essentially what is happening, I believe, in any sort of, like, autoimmune or cancer, any sort of big thing. It's like, why isn't the immune system able to do its job? And scientifically, that's, like, a whole other topic, but I think for me, looking at my life, it's like, okay, first of all, like, where, and I've found myself going through every area of my life now, and I've found, like, that there are places where I was holding on to relationships that really weren't good for me. Still, it's so crazy, like, we could do this forever, right? But it's like, that there's, like, unaddressed trauma and stuff from my past that I thought I had really worked through, but, and in some ways I had, and in some ways I really hadn't, and so there's that aspect. And then there's, like, just how my day-to-day is spent aspect. I think that's a big deal. It's like, am I rushing and constantly doing and going from thing to thing and ultimately running? Like, we can be having a lot of fun and running on stress. And I think that that's where I had been at for a lot of the last few years, is, like, having a good time, but running on stress without even knowing it. And in this, like, more functional freeze state. So, yeah, just finding myself coming back to more real life instead of all of the different online worlds that we can get pulled into. Yeah, and I think like something that's important to mention too is that there's a reason that we turn to the internet to heal in this day and age. Like, personally, like, I don't think that it's the wrong thing to do because our medical system is so fucked that it's like there's, unless you put a lot of energy into learning things and healing yourself, it's really, really hard to do because it just seems like my all of my experience with the medical system has been like, there's nothing that is really actually that helpful about it unless you're basically close to death and they like keep you from dying. It just doesn't really seem, in my experience, it has not been very helpful whatsoever. And so it's like, if I want to heal my body, I have to learn a lot of these things myself. And so then we turn to the internet because it's like, that is where a lot of people are who either have done it themselves and are sharing, or they know more things than doctors do, and they're sharing their research and they're sharing all their stuff. And like, all of this is really, really valid and useful. And I think it's just like, when does it come to a place of this is just too much? And I think in all of life, there has to be this balance between this like intake and what is it? I guess it's not, oh, output, like intake and output. And I feel like I'm really going into this phase of more output, like doing the things that I know I need to be doing, really, really simplifying. Like I thought, and I think simplifying is the big key for me, where I think earlier in the year I was like, this is what my focus is and I'm going to like do all these different things and all these focuses are important, and then and like not being willing to cut any of them out. But then being like, okay, there's a lot of things here that like really aren't conducive to the overarching like number one main thing. And it's also just too complex, too complicated. And so how do I make everything a lot more simple and also a lot more slow, where I have space to take naps and breathe and feel things, and I have more in-person time with friends, and I am like maximizing my time outside and just like interacting with nature. I think we forget that, like, I don't know, I feel like a lot of these realizations came about because in the first couple days of being home, I went to get some afternoon sun because I was like, oh, okay, I should like get some time outdoors in the middle of the day because that's good for your circadian rhythm. And so I went outside, and then like I didn't feel like just standing there, so I decided to like go see what was happening around the yard. And then during that walk and like seeing all the different things, like you just end up interacting with things, or I do. I see all the different trees, and then I see like different insects and creatures and birds, and I'm like, oh, what about this? And oh, maybe this could go here. And just like more time wondering and being like, what do I want to create, like what do I want to do? And physical things with my hands, and our hands I think are really, really important, and just how easy it is. I just feel like in another phase of like, I'm like tired of like tired of consuming other people's lives. And I'm not, like, not everyone, but just a lot. Like, just noticing, like, how many accounts, how many different things I was starting to follow, and how many people, like, I was putting a lot of weight on their opinion and their thoughts, when if I actually looked at their lives, I was like, I don't even, like, I wouldn't even like this person. And I think that was hard. I think that was something I started to think about too when I first left the cult, was like, I don't know, like, I'm putting this was how I was feeling with, like, being in the cult, being in this sort of, like, feminine magic business world where you can make more and more and more money. And I would, like, follow all these big accounts of, like, I don't know what you would call them, like, this feminine divine magic business coaches where they're making just millions and millions of dollars a year. And, like, the goal is just, like, how big can your business get and how turned on are you and all this stuff. And it's like, I think what I ended up realizing was, like, why am I putting so much weight on, like, what these women are doing and what their lives look like, when actually that's not even what I want my life to look like. And that's, I wouldn't even like that person if I met her. And I think, like, the online world just creates a lot of opportunity to just see certain parts of someone's life and really connect to that. But then, and I also am getting sick of, like, I think that's why I've been having fun making the stuff I've been making this week, like, making the sourdough videos and making just, like, stuff of what I'm doing outside and just showing up whatever I look like that day and not being like, oh, I have to, like, look nice on camera. Or people, like, I'm shocked by how many people just use filters all the time, or just, I just don't understand. I just don't like it. Not even that I don't understand, and I don't even want to make it bad. I just think that, like, I think it's easy online to get sucked into things that aren't actually even who we are or what we care about. And I'm like, I just want to make stuff that I care about. That's like, and just stop following people and things that I wouldn't want to be friends with, or, like, I wouldn't want in my life. Like, I think there's a lot of room, and maybe it's just, like, springtime energy. There's just a lot of room for cleaning out the closet, just, like, getting rid of a lot of stuff, simplifying things way down, and just being like, what's really important to me? And again, I hope it is really clear. I don't think, like, the online world is bad. I don't think following people online is bad. There's still people, like, I've been learning from that I love following. I love being in their courses. Like, I love being connected to them. And I love making stuff online. And I love the different people that the online world connects me with. Like, there's a lot of things I really do love about online and social media and the internet. And I think that's been the part that I end up realizing, like, when I've been in more of this on-off kind of space of, like, I would take a break from social media for months, but then I end up eventually in this place where I'm like, I kind of miss it, because I miss, like, there are certain things that I like about it. I do like getting to connect with people all over the world, and I do, there are just so many elements of it that I do really enjoy. And I think this kind of solution of, like, the time on, like, having my phone default in airplane mode, and then having the time on social media and on the internet be a lot more intentional, and just, like, really just being very conscious of it, and, like, okay, I'm going on social media now because I'm going to go make my things, and then I'm going to go catch up on updates from, like, these few people that I really enjoy currently looking at their stuff, and then I'm going to get off. And giving myself permission to unfollow people. Isn't it so weird? I don't know. Maybe this is part of, like, a people pleaser part of me, but it's just like, I'm like, what if I unfollow this person? Are they going to be mad? And it's just like, isn't that a weird thing that we do, like, that that even has, like, that that even impacts us. It's like, yeah, I just am feeling like this really cleaning out of things. And in order to have a lot more energy to focus on the things that I do care about, like, and spring and summer is so wonderful here. And it's just like a lot of time outside, a lot of time like swimming in the ocean and being with friends and cooking food. And I just want to, I'm so excited to grow things and do things and to have more energy to focus in on these things that actually are important to me versus the things that just like aren't right now. And yeah, just I'm been feeling this really with my health too, is like, do I need more doctors and more experts and more people to tell me different answers and different things? Or do I just need to go implement the things that I know to do and the things that I learned and actually follow my sense of what is good for me and what I need? And it's like, that one I think is the most beneficial and the most important. So yeah, I feel like that's pretty much it. Like, I think that we could all use this advice, hopefully, is just this sort of cleaning out of what's unnecessary and what makes us more stressed. And that's another thing that I really had started to hate, is like, I used to also be part of these online worlds that would be like, oh, if this triggers you, like, you're meant to be here, there's something in this for you. And it's like, actually, you don't have to follow people that trigger you. You don't have to follow people that like are annoying or that you don't like just because you feel like you might learn something. And I think that is kind of this like stress trauma response, is like, what if I unfollow this person, then I'm going to miss out on certain things. No, I'm not. You can just focus on the things that you know are good for you, and that's all. Okay, I'm going to end it there for now, but I encourage you to do it too, and just like, what would it look like if you spent more time reprioritizing and enjoying your life? In some ways, this sort of is like the new year. Like, it was the new year in January, but this is like the new spring. So it's like this new energy, well, at least for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere. But this, like, what do you want to create? What do you want to be doing? What is the main focus? And then, like, what do you know that you really need to be doing? And how do you need to take care of yourself? And what might you need to clean out in the process? Okay, that's all for now, and I'll talk to you soon.